Wonderful will happen to me. I can feel it in my bones.
Jetson?
Yeah! Oh, hiya, Mr. Spacely.
George, I want you to join me in the executive dining room.
The executive dining room? Wow! Thanks, Mr. Spacely. It'll be an honor.
I've had my eye on you for a long time, George, and I've reached an important decision. We'll discuss it over lunch.
It's happening. It's my lucky day. The old skin splint is going to give me a raise. Or make me a vice president. Or president, even. I got to tell Jane the good news.
How wonderful, George. Are you sure he said chairman of the board?
Well, that's not exactly how he put it. But I got the message.
Message, huh? Well, George, have your lunch and we'll see. Good luck.
Thanks, honey. Oh, boy, is she excited.
I'll take the upstate delights, dear. And what will the monsieur peasant have?
Oh, me? Let me see.
Well, try the upstate delight, George. Delicious.
Okay, I'm always willing to try something new.
At once, monsieur. Bon appétit.
Fried eggs? Ah, gee, that was a great meal, Mr. Spacely.
As I was saying, George, I'm impressed with your intelligence, sound judgment, and shrewd instincts.
Gosh, Mr. Spacely, I really don't deserve all this praise.
I know. Nevertheless, after much deliberation, I've chosen you for an important job.
Thank you, Mr. Spacely. I won't let you down.
I know. That's why I'm appointing you judge for the annual Spacely Space Rocket Space Dog Show.
Dog show? Judge?
Yeah, that's right, my boy. The winner will get a loving cup and a year's supply of dog food.
Jane was right. I got the wrong message.
What? What did you say?
Nothing, sir.
By the way, Mrs. Spacely has entered her dog Fifi in the show. And knowing what a faithful, loyal employee you are, I know Fifi will win. Therefore, it won't be necessary for you to look for a new job. See you at the Space Dog Show. Ta-ta! Your check, monsieur.
Fried egg, $750?
Super, super!
Well, I didn't get the raise, and the lunch cost me a week's pay. But I still got a job, provided Mrs. Spacely's dog wins. What the... Hey! What do you guys think you're doing? Don't you know how to drive?
Shut up and come with us.
Yeah, the boss wants to see you.
Boss? What boss?
Mangler Mars. The boss of the Mangler Mob.
Mangler Mars?
Yeah, now shut up.
I heard on the TV that you is going to judge the Spacely Space Rocket Space Dog Show. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, that's very lucky for you, because Starbite is going to be in that show. Say hello to the nice judge, Starbite. The name fits him. And if Starbite don't win, Aurora, who is the fiancé of me, is going to have her heart broke. So, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
An offer?
Yeah, the offer is Starbite wins or you lose. Permanently. Show the judge out, boys.
Right, boss.
Thanks, fellas!
Mom, the judge is home.
George, we heard the news on TV and we're all so proud of you. Aren't we, Elroy?
Yep.
Elroy is going to enter Astro in the Space Dog Show. Isn't that cute?
Gee, Astro, You're such a wonderful dog. I just know that you're going to win.
Elroy's heart would break if Astro loses. And we wouldn't want that to happen, would we, George?
No, Jane, I wouldn't want that to happen. But I got a real big problem.
After all, you are the judge, and he is your son.
Come on, champ. We're going to get you entered in the show.
Okay, Elroy.
I just know he'll win, Judge.
But, Jane, oh, boy, what a choice. Should I lose my job, my son's confidence in me, or my life?
Why don't you resign as judge?
Yeah, that's it. I'll resign as judge. It'll solve all my problems. Thanks, Aubrey. You're a pal. I'll resign first thing tomorrow, and all my troubles will disappear. Thanks for inviting me to play golf with you during working hours, boss.
Don't mention it, George. The exercise is good for you. And besides, you'll be docked for taking the time off. Now, let's hurry it up. I gotta take Fifi for her pedicure.
Yes, sir.
Wow. This is a tricky shot. It's going to take all my skill.
$410.3. Use 5-iron.
5-iron, huh?
Mr. Spacely.
Thanks, George.
Mr. Spacely, sir, I'd like to talk to you.
About what?
About judging the dog show.
Well, don't mention it, George. You deserve the honor.
Well, you don't understand, sir. I want to...
You want Mrs. Spacely's dog to win. That's why I appointed you judge.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about, Mr. Spacely. I don't want to be the judge.
What? Meow! You're going to be the judge or you're going to look for a new job. Now, what's it going to be?
Well, I,
Good. Now, go fetch the ball and maybe I won't dock you for taking the afternoon off.
I'm choice. Judge or let my family starve. Oh, boy.
Is this what you're looking for?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mars.
Enjoy your game. And remember, if Starbite doesn't win, it'll be your last.
Don't move, Jetson. Another hole in one.
Oh, my aching back. That mangler Mars doesn't kid around. Uh-oh. It's mangler Mars' voice. What'll I do? How am I gonna get past him? I got it. Elroy's Halloween mask. George! What's the matter with you, Astro? It's me, George.
George? He thinks he's George.
Hello, Dad.
Huh?
Hey, you're wearing my Halloween mask.
You left it in the car. Here.
Thanks, Dad.
George!
I still don't know how you hurt your sacroiliac playing golf. And I don't understand why Mr. Spacely would want to play golf on a Wednesday. He's not a doctor.
If I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
Now, just lie still and enjoy a brisk massage. It'll help you relax.
Relax? How can I relax? That Mars guy isn't kidding.
Presenting the great Astro, future winner of the Spacely Sprockets Space Dog Show. Sure, Dad, you're right, Astro.
Mangleman!
Gee, I guess he didn't like your act, Astro.
My right foot tripped over my left foot.
Hey, I got it. You're gonna be Super Dog.
Super Dog?
Yeah, the strongest dog in the world. Come on. We'll go down to the gym and start working out right away.
Just remember, all you do is relax. The exercise machines will do the working for you.
Pretty neat, huh, Astro?
Yeah, pretty neat.
We'll start with some deep knee bends to work out any kinks in your legs. Ready?
Ready.
And a 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Splendid! You're doing fine.
Your spine. Wow, are you stiff?
Now for some jump rope to coordinate your footwork. Very good. Let's pick up the tempo. Excellent!
Wow, Astro. This exercise program is paying off. Your footwork has improved already.
Thanks.
We will now do some body twists with your feet planted firmly on the floor. You twist to the right, twist to the left, twist to the right, twist to the left, right, left, right, left. And that, sir, completes your relaxing robotic exercises for the day. Please come back again soon. Thank you.
No, no, stay away. No, I can't. I can't do it. No, 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 no. I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be judged.
You must. Starbite wins or you lose. Starbite wins or you lose. Starbite wins or you lose.
He's your son, your son, your son, your son, 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 son.
Ah, it's no use. I can't sleep. There's only one right way to judge this contest. I'll pick the dog I think is best and take my chances with Mangler Mars, Mr. Spacely, and my family.
Wow, look at all those dogs. Picking a winner isn't going to be easy.
Hi, Dad. Astro and I are ready.
And we know we'll win, don't we, George?
Oh, you can come out now, my precious. Fifi is going to win the Mumsy, isn't she?
What's the matter with her? She looks so puny.
She just had a bath. I'll have to blow her dry. That's my Fifi, all cuddly and soft. Do you think Fifi will win, Cosmo?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Excuse me, honey. I'll be right back. Oh, George?
Fifi wins or you are fired.
Gee, boss, what's with the fancy clothes on Starbite?
Yeah, what gives?
To give him some class, knucklehead. This is strictly a classy event, so he's got to have some class, which I done give to him.
Gee, that's brilliant, boss.
Show him some class, Starbite. Okay, that's enough class.
But, boss, we thought you had the dog show in the bag.
Yeah, Starbite wins, or it's curtains for Jetson.
I does. But, you know, I've been thinking.
Gee, that's great, boss.
shut up when I'm thinking.
Right, boss.
I've been thinking. If there weren't any other mutts in the show except Starbite, he has to win, right?
Yeah, right, boss. Right. But how are you going to get rid of them other mutts? They ain't going to leave just because you asked them to.
With this remote-controlled pussycat. See? It works. Is Starbite all set?
Yeah, boss. With these dark glasses, he can't see a thing.
And with his earmuffs, he can't hear a thing. Ready, boss?
So long, mutts. But it's working. Oh, the phony cat is leading the mutts out of the building.
Look, Cosmo. All those uncouth dogs are coming this way. We can't let Fifi associate with such riffraff.
No, Astro, come back. It's a trick. Astro, come back. Come back. Thanks, Orbity.
Oh, no. I'm back where I started. The dogs all ran out except Astro, Fifi, and Starbite. I gotta choose between Astro and my son Elroy, Mrs. Spacely's Fifi and my job, or Starbite and my life. What am I gonna do?
Okay, Mangler, you're under arrest.
Who, me? What for?
Dog napping. And I got the evidence right here on the leash. Come on, Starbite. I'm taking you back to your rightful owner.
Huh? Starbite is out of the show?
Oh, Fifi, my poor baby kitten. How could you do this to me at a time like this?
Sorry, George. Fifi is going to have puppies. I gotta leave.
Leave? At least only one contestant. Astro wins the cup and a year's supply of doggy-woggy delightful dinners.
Yay!
Yay! Just one moment, Mr. Jetson, Your Honor. According to the rules governing this contest, on page 14, paragraph C, it clearly states there must be at least two contestants for one to be declared the winner.
Huh? But who? All the dogs ran out. Astro's the only one left.
Oh, look at that poor puppy.
He fainted.
Poor thing, he must be starved.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we now have the required two contestants, I declare Astro the winner of the cup. And as a consolation prize to the runner-up, the doggy-woggy delightful dinners go to, what's your name? Well, congratulations, Woof Woof. You've just won all this dog food. How does it feel to be a winner? After all my worrying about how to judge the show, everything worked out fine and dandy.
Yes, Starbite was reunited with his rightful mistress, and Mangler Mars was arrested.
Gee, boss, maybe you shouldn't have stole that dog.
Shut up when I'm serving time.
And Mrs. Spacely's dog, Fifi, had her pups in the nick of time.
Isn't it wonderful, Cosmo? 13 hungry little puppies.
But best of all, Astro won honestly.
Dividing the prize like that was really wonderful of you, George.
Yeah, Dad. Ooh, Woof Woof won't go hungry now.
Not for a year, he won't.